pro-LGBTQ YouTube video series for young children. The 21st century leftist alchemical superstition that male humans can transmute into females or vice versa provides evidence that progressives are the real science deniers, and that contemporary man is not immune to the kind of indoctrination with irrational and destructive ideologies that has corrupted societies throughout history. To move sex alchemy from the fringes of society where it belonged into the mainstream required a revolutionary coup of the apparatuses of thought control, academia, mainstream press, the arts, religious institutions, and professional medical and pseudo-medical organizations. To sustain this alchemical delusion also requires prohibiting everyone from asserting that the emperor wearing women's clothing is actually a man. Hence, the demand that women share restrooms, showers, and shelters with emperors and other men, and the imposition of draconian consequences for those who dare to call the begowned, bedazzled emperor sir. The wholesale cultural embrace of the superstition that humans can change from male to female, and vice versa, relied, too, on redefining and inventing terms. First, leftists redefined identity to include all phenomena that constitute identity, from objective non-behavioral phenomena like skin color, to subjective desires and volitional activity like homoeroticism. They suggested that human flourishing cannot be achieved unless all phenomena that constitute identity are affirmed by all others. This was a way to render all aspects of identity immune from moral judgment. Before this redefinition, however, no one felt obligated to affirm all the subjective feelings or volitional activities of their fellow fallen men and women. Then, to further promote the cultural embrace of sex alchemy, leftists needed to separate the objective, immutable phenomenon of biological sex from subjective, often fluid feelings and desires about one's sex. This required a two-part rhetorical, conceptual, contortionist move. Leftists started by separating gender, which was formerly a synonym for sex, from sex. Gender came to denote the, quote, socially constructed roles, behaviors, activities, and attributes that a given society considers appropriate for men and women, end quote. The second part involved the introduction of the term gender identity, which refers to one's subjective feelings about one's sex, or, as the left says, one's internal sense of being male or female. This was invented to provide rhetorical cover and ontological gravitas for subjective desires about objective phenomenon, that is, one's sex. Next, leftists really went out into orbit by inventing the term sex assignment. But just as they were forced to change the term sex change surgery to gender confirmation surgery, they have been forced to change sex assignment to infant gender assignment in order to accommodate objective scientific facts. Babies are no more assigned a sex at birth than they are assigned a species or a birth weight. Their sex is identified. It's impossible for the left to keep from bumping into their own contradictions. If gender now denotes a person's internal sense of being male or female, it's absurd for them to claim that doctors are assigning a baby's internal sense of being male or female. Even leftists must acknowledge that one's sex can never change. No matter, for leftists, one's sixth sense about one's sex is immeasurably more important than one's sex. So, in the service of their anti-science, alchemical tomfoolery, an organization called Queer Kid Stuff premiered their video series in April 2016, with 10 more episodes posted in the fall. The creator and host of this video series is lesbian Lindsay Amer, who describes queer kids stuff as a beacon of educational light for children ages 3 to 7. And I quote from the website, "Queer Kid Stuff is a new web series educating kids on LGBTQ+ topics. Queer representation and content for children is scarce, and Queer Kid Stuff aims to eliminate stigma by properly educating future generations through entertaining video content. The pilot episode tackles the subject, what does gay mean? A simple enough subject, but you would be surprised the amount of young children who might not know the answer to that question. 10 brand new episodes debuted in the fall 2016, covering topics including non-binary genders and trans identities, marriage equality, feminism, and queer themes in children's pop culture. Lindsay and her best stuffed friend Teddy explain queer topics through a vlog-style conversation with young viewers focused on love and family. The short videos are a tool for parents, teachers, and LGBTQ+ adults to help them explain these words and ideas to young children." End quote. The left evidently learned one lesson from Aristotle, who said, "Give me a child until he is 7, and I will show you the man." Amer says this about herself: "As a queer little tomboy growing up in New York City, I struggled with my sexuality. I am incredibly lucky to have grown up with liberal parents who could care less about whether I'm gay or straight or whatever." End quote. And this is the woman who is using social media to entertain young children with lies that cloud the hearts and minds of our littlest ones. If you go online to this article on our website, you can watch one of the 10 short videos of host Amer and her teddy bear sidekick properly educating future generations on sexual deviance, that is, transgenderism. It's titled, "T is for Trans, Transgender." And note when you're watching how she muddies the waters when explaining that doctors, quote, announce that babies are boys or girls, but calling this announcement gender assignment rather than the accurate sex identification.
Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff. I'm Lindsay, and this is my best friend, Teddy. Today, we're talking about the T in LGBT. Or somewhere in between, we all are part of one big family. Queer Kid Stuff. Welcome to the final part of our four-part series breaking down the letters in LGBT. You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
Okay. Today we are talking about the fourth letter, T. T stands for trans or transgender.
Ooh, that's a cool new word.
Definitely, Teddy. Let's get into it. Do you have any siblings, Teddy?
Yes. I have a little baby bear brother.
And I have a little sister. Do you remember when your little baby bear brother was born?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the very first thing you learned about the new baby bear in your life?
That he cried a lot?
No, Teddy. You probably learned that your little baby bear brother was your little baby bear brother. That your new sibling was a boy.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely it.
That's the very first thing doctors tell you when a new baby is born, whether they're human or bear. They tell parents that their baby is a boy or a girl. That's called a gender assignment, when doctors announce that babies are boys and girls.
But now I'm confused. When we talked about gender, we said that there aren't just boys and girls.
You have a really great memory, Teddy. You're right. There's something a bit weird about how doctors assign gender to babies. That's because there aren't only boys and girls. and because not all people identify with their assigned gender.
Oh, so the doctors are wrong sometimes?
Yes, Teddy. Sometimes doctors don't assign the right genders. When a person does not identify with the gender they're assigned when they're born, they are trans or transgender. People who are trans can be boys or girls or people too.
And I can always ask someone their pronoun, just like you taught me.
That's right, Teddy. There's also another word you should know. It's the word cisgender. Someone who is cisgender does identify with the gender they're assigned.
Okay, so since you were assigned girl and you use she, then you are cisgender.
That is exactly right, Teddy.
Lindsay, I'm really good at this gender stuff now.
Okay, so now we want to know how you identify. You can let us know in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching season one of Queer Kid Stuff. We really appreciate you watching and we hope you enjoyed learning about everything LGBT, gay, feminist, all of those fun things we've been talking about. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel for updates about season two. And if you want to learn more about anything we've talked about, you can always ask a grown-up and download our activity sheets in the descriptions of the videos. And a huge shout out to our patrons at patreon.com for helping us out with supporting this season of videos. All right, that's it from me and Teddy. We'll see you next time on Queer Kid Stuff.
This kind of polemical, science-denying, doctrinaire indoctrination, identified as proper education and cloaking itself in the accoutrements of Mr. Rogers-esque edutainment, should impel those who seek truth to be vigilant about the ideas to which their children are exposed, including in school. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Luke 17:2.